This is East Coast Breakfast.
21 minutes after 6, this Tuesday morning. Feels like a Monday. It's the first day back to work kind of vibes. And that was Take That, Back for Good. Right now, what the heck, Carmen?
Well, I'll tell you who's back for good is Beyonce. She's not going anywhere. She has just won overnight now. So, last night in America, this morning for us, the iHeart Radio Music Awards for Innovator of the Year. She was given the award by Stevie Wonder, who actually did her song, her new song, Jolene, which is a cover of Dolly Parton, if you don't know, on his harmonica on stage.
Oh, wow.
He also gave her the award, and he had a lot of nice things to say about
it. I'm sure.
On the other hand, Jolene, which she just covered, and her album is, of course, out. Dolly P approves. Of course, you know, Beyonce does a really 2024 new age version of Jolene, which is great.
Yeah.
It's not asking Jolene to please leave your man alone. It's like, you'll leave my man alone or else.
It's so great.
Dolly P says, well, I've just heard Jolene. Beyonce is giving that girl some trouble and she deserves it. Love, Dolly P, which is great.
Yeah.
And we love you, Dolly P. So things are looking up for Beyonce. Things are really big with this whole, I guess, foray into country music, which is amazing.
Nice.
So I've asked special permission. We will play the song for you after 7. So it's coming up after 7.
Yeah,
so
I
don't
heard
miss it.
It
you
yet.
Can actually hear the song, guys. It's so good. She's so good. It's Beyonce.
Oh, the Jolene one. You haven't heard it?
Yes.
No.
So good. You need to download the album. The whole album's great. But anyway. Okay, now Rebel Wilson. Firstly, she now admitted that she did Ozempic. After all this time, for years now, having claimed that she naturally lost weight the healthy way, she's now come out and said, no, she actually took Ozempic and it can work for you. At the same time, she's releasing her memoir.
I think, again, we just need to give context here. Rebel Wilson, she played the role of Fat Amy.
Yes.
So she really was a big bone girl.
Yeah, and she had to be for the roles she was playing, because that's how she was cast.
And then I suddenly saw on an interview with Jimmy and she was
thin, right? Yeah, gone.
Wispy.
Exactly.
And I was like, how, what?
Yeah, and then she claimed it was real and natural, but it wasn't. But she's also now said ugly things about Sacha Baron Cohen, Borat, because they did a movie together.
Oh yeah.
And she's written an entire chapter about him in the book. His legal team have now tried to remove that chapter from the book.
Okay.
And it hasn't happened. But now they've made a statement saying that she's lying and the stuff is not true, and she's trying to assassinate his character.
Yeah.
And she says, well, knowing him, he would say that. So I don't know how ugly it's going to get. I guess a lot of people are now going to read the book because you want to know this very salacious part. So it's a great way to sell books if you're writing one. So yeah, that is my story.
Wow, there you go. It's there's so many people that want to go after Ali G or Sacha Baron Cohen or
Borat
or any of those characters. They must be like, yay, it's about time he got a little bit of nastiness on his side.
He just wore a mankini, guys.
That's it, man. Let the guy go. All right, what the heck? Thank you for that, Carmen.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.